All right, today's daf is Erech and daf Lamed Beis. We are holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. So says the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph on Beis. Barishona hayid nitman yom shneimas rechodesh kadei sheyecholot lo. So it used to be, again, we're discussing Batei Arichoma, and the unique halacha of Batei Arichoma is that if you sell your bayis in a city, that in a walled city, so you have 1 year during which you can redeem that bayis, you can buy that bayis back, and the person who you sold it to must sell it back to you. He has no choice, he has to sell it back to you if you come up with the money. But once that year ends, once the year is over, if you have not yet bought that field back, that bayis back, so then the person who you sold it to gets to keep it forever. So it used to be, what people would do is, on the day that the year was over, on your last possible day to buy it back, which is the day that you were most likely to buy it back, because it was the last day where you could have added all the money together, and it was your last chance, so the buyer would hide so that you couldn't find him, and if you can't find him, you can't buy it back, and then he'd get to keep it forever. So that was a big problem they were having. They realized that that the buyers were hiding on the day of the Barishona Yenitman Yom Shneimas HaChodesh Kedei Sheyehechalot Lo, because they wanted to be able to keep the bayis forever. So Hiskin Hillel Sheyet Cholesh Ma'usav L'Lishcha. So Hillel made a takana that all you needed to do was put your money into the Lishcha, put your money into a special place, into a given place, even though the buyer was not there. And then you could break into the house and you could take the house over again. That it wasn't necessary to actually do a transaction with the buyer. And whenever the buyer wants to come get his money, he can come get his money from the lishcha. But that was the takana. Now Rashi says, what lishcha? What are we talking about lishcha? So Rashi says we're talking about one of the lishchos hakodesh in the Azara. And in Gittin Rashi says it's a lishcha hametukenes lekach. Dafka, one of the lishchos in the Azara that was designated for this purpose. The Rambam writes that your maniach hamaos bebezdin. He doesn't write halishcha. The Rambam in Shmita Biyovel Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin says that your maniach it bebezdin. So the Radvaz explains that the Rambam explains the Mishnah that it means bezdin in the lishcha, meaning that you put it by the bezdin hagadol sits in the lishcha sagazis. So you just bring it to the bezdin hagadol and give it to the Beis Nagadol. But really, the Rambam says that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says Lishcha. But really, you could bring it to any Beis Din. The Mishnah is just giving one example of the Beis Din. But if you bring it to any Beis Din, that would suffice. And that's why the Rambam writes Beis Din. That's how the Radvaz explains the Rambam. The Mari Korkus, however, says no. The Rambam would read the Mishnah the same way Rashi reads the Mishnah, that you would put it in the Lishcha. But if there is no Lishcha Mesukenes, if there's no lishcha designated for this purpose, then it was okay to bring it in Bezin as well. So that's the discussion about the word lishcha. The other discussion over here is breaking the door seems a little bit extreme. Why don't you just drop the money off and now the house is yours? What, is there a din that you need to break down the door, that breaking down the door is a critical component? So in the Chidushi Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of the Briska Rav, he points out that this Kasha, what's he coming to tell me? That you're allowed to go and break down the door. Of course you're allowed to break down the door. Once you put the Kesef in the Lishcha, it's considered as if you gave it to the Lokeach, and it's your house again. So if it's your house, you can break the door down, you can burn the house down if you want. Do whatever you want. It's your house. So what's the Mishnah telling me? That he goes and he's shoveres hadelas, so he's metarets that even though you have been mekayim the din of nesinas kesef by putting in lishcha, but still there's no kinyan kesef to actually be kona the house yet. So you need, the Tana is telling us that you should still do a kinyan. It's not enough to just put the money down. That's not a kinyan. That's the money that you need to pay to get the house back. But you also need to make a kinyan on the house. So to break the door is a kinyan chazaka. We know that real estate you could be kona normally because of but kesef would mean to give the money to the person. The person's not there, so you can't do kesef. So you could just put the money there for your payment, and then you actually do a kinyan chazaka. Fine, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, mitakanaso shel Hillel, hareza giteich al menashe titni li masayim zuz, v'nos lo midaito mugreshes, bal karcho eina mugreshes. From Hillel's takana, we're able to derive that the halacha in a case where a man gives a get to his wife, al menas that she gives him 200 zuz, and if she gives him 200 zuz, midaito, then that he's mekabel baratzon, that he's happy to take, then mugreshes, then she is divorced. But bal karcho, but if we force him to accept it, then that is not considered a fulfillment of the Tanai of giving 200 zuz. How do we see that from Hillel's takana? Because what was the whole nature of Hillel's takana over here? Normally, what would they do? People would refuse to take the money. So Hillel's misakin that you can give the money bal karcho. Hillel's misakin that you can give from the fact that Hillel had to be misakin that you can give the money bal karcho. That implies that without a takana, giving the money bal karcho is not called giving the money at all. So habi alma nesina bal karcho, lavi nesina. So what we see from there is that typically speaking, when you give the money bal karcho, it's not called giving at all. So that would be the same thing when it comes to the case of a get. Maskav Rav Papa vitem Ravashi vidilma ki yisrich lehil tkune shelo befanav al befanav bein midaito bein bal karcho avi matana. Wait a second, was that really Hillel's takana? Hillel needed a takana because nesina about karcho isn't good enough, and he had to be misakin that nesina about karcho is good enough. No, remember the Mishnah said that the guy would hide. It wasn't an issue of nesina about karcho; that you couldn't give it to him at all because he wasn't there. So it wasn't Hillel's takana to address that point that you can that even shalom b'fanav is considered matana. Nothing to do with bal karcho or not. So ikadamri. Some say the conversation goes as follows: that Amar Rava, Rava's original statement was mitakanaso shel Hillel. That from Hillel's takana we can derive that whether the woman gives the money by the get case, whether she gives the money midaito or bal karcho, either way it is a good nesina, different than the first version of Rava. First version of Rava was that we could derive from Hillel that nesina bal karcho is not a good nesina. Now this version of Rav is saying we could derive from Hillel's takana that nesina bal karcho is a good nesina, because Hillel did not need to make a takana to address nesina bal karcho. Nesina bal karcho would have been a fine nesina anyway. What was the purpose of Hillel's takana? V'chi yisrich le Hillel tkune shelo b'fanav, aval b'fanav bein midaito bein bal karcho havi nesina. Because Hillel's entire takana was simply to take a nesina that's done shelo b'fanav, where you're not actually giving it to the person because the person's hiding somewhere, and Hillel made a takana and said that counts as a nesina anyway, which implies that normally when you give something and the person's not there, it's not a nesina. But that implies that there was nothing else wrong with the nesina before Hillel came along. Nothing else wrong other than the fact that the guy's not there. The fact that it's bal karcho, no problem. That's a fine nesina. That's not an issue. The only issue was that the presence of the lokeach was needed. So it seems that that's what Hillel was coming to address. So maskar Rav Papa vitim Rav Simi Barashi v'dilma No, maybe Hillel was not coming to address the fact that the guy wasn't there. Maybe he was coming to address the fact that the guy that you're doing the bal karcho. Why does he mention that you drop it in the lishcha which obviously is about the fact that the person's not there. The Hillel made the Yisrich le'takin. He made a takan about that case, meaning really this takana would have been necessary even if the person was there, but he was just yelling, I don't want your money, I'm not taking it back, I'm not selling it back. If he was doing that, so Hillel would still need his takana, that you could throw the money at him and then that's good enough, and that's considered buying the field back. But that wasn't the metzias. That wasn't the situation. People weren't doing that. People weren't standing there right in front of the mocher saying, I don't want you to buy it back. They were just hiding. So Hillel made the takana in such a lashon that you drop it in the lishcha to address that particular case. But in theory, if people were standing there saying, I don't want to sell the field back to you, so Hillel also would have needed to make a takana for that as well, that nesina bal karcho was in nesina, for all we know. Meaning, so the Gemara, the way it leaves it is really besafek. We're not really sure what Hillel's takana precisely was coming to address. Was it coming to address Nesina Bal Karcho, or is it coming to address Nesina Shalabafanov? And the huge nafkamina is, what about every other case of Nesina Bal Karcho, or every other case of Nesina Shalabafanov? Is it a good Nesina, or is it not a good Nesina? The Beis Yosef writes, in the name of the Aguda, is for anyone who learns Mesachas Ksuvas Be'ion in Yeshivas, the first paragraph of Ksuvas, they always know this Beis Yosef. They always say, over this Beis Yosef, in the name of the Aguda, the Beis Yosef is Simon Chav Zayin, close from the Sefer Aguda, that from Takana's Hillel, the fact that Hillel needed to make this Takana, that for the Mocher, that the Lokeach is hiding from him, we see that the concept of Ones Biyom Achron is not called Ones. I mean, what does it mean, Ones Biyom Achron? So typically speaking, if I do something Be'ones, so I'm not responsible for anything that was done Be'ones. But what if I have a strong, long period of time where I can get something accomplished, and during that period of time, most of the time, I was not ba'ones. I had every opportunity to accomplish what I needed to accomplish, and then at the very last moment that I could get it done, then an ones came up. So is that called that I was honest? For instance, let's say I have all day to daven mincha, and shkia, let's say, is 7 o'clock. I have all day from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 6:45. I was completely free. I wasn't doing anything, and I could have daven mincha. And then at 6:45, I'm a hatzalah guy, I had a hatzalah call. Some ones came up. Something came up, I couldn't daven mincha. So I missed mincha. So is that called an ones? Or is that called that I just skipped mincha, that I was just posheya and I missed mincha? So what do you do when it's at the very last moment, the ones kicks in? So the Aguda says, from Hillel we see, from Hillel's takana, from the fact that he needed a takana, we see that ones biomachron is not called ones, if the ones was just at the last moment. Why do we see that? Because why did Hillel need to make this takana? If Lokech was hiding on the last day, Lokech wasn't hiding the whole year, he was only hiding on the last day. So that's an ones on the mocher. It's not the mocher's fault, he has no way of controlling that, he has no way of finding the Lokech. It's an ones for the mocher, and ones rachmana patre. So the mocher should be able to come with the taina and say, look, you were hiding, I still have another opportunity then to buy the field back, even though the year is over, because you were hiding, and I was an ones on the last day. So says the Aguda, you see from there that since the mocher could have paid for all 12 months, and he decided to wait till the last day, and on that last day is when the ones occurred, that's not called an ones. Now the Numuke Yosef and Baba Kama disagrees with the Aguda. Numuke Yosef and Baba Kama and Dav Yuram and Beis B'dapi Arif writes, if someone doesn't daven when there's still Zman to daven, because he thinks that there's going to be more time later, and at the last moment something comes up, he says he's Eino Nikra Mezidu Poshaya, Ela Hareyu B'chal Ta'av Lo Spal Shechayv Lo Spal Shtayim Lo Tashlum B'zman Tfil Shalach Reha. He's not considered a Mezid, he's not considered a Poshaya, even though he was sitting there doing nothing all day, and he could have davened all that time, because at the last moment he had every right to assume that he'd be able to daven at the last moment, and he wasn't able to daven at the last moment. That is an ones, and it is defined as an ones. An ones biyamachron is considered an ones. So the Taz writes that there's no raya to the aguda from our sugya, because we could say that if the Beis Din knew that the lokeach would hide himself, so certainly the mocher wouldn't lose his zechus because of the hiding of the lokeach. It's that the mocher would have had to get Edim together all day to prove that it was an ones. Maybe the Takanas Hillel was just to save the mocher that trouble. I mean, the mocher would have to, he can't just claim ones, you have to prove that there was an ones. So the Takanas, so it could be that ones biyamachron is an ones, like Nebuka Yosef says. Aye, what about the Agudas Raya, that over here Hillel needed to make a Takana, and we couldn't just rely on the fact that it was ones biyamachron? No, maybe we could rely on the fact that it was ones biyamachron, but that would have involved significant trouble for the mocher to prove that it was ones biyamachron. So we didn't want to make the mocher go through that trouble to prove that it was ones biyamachron. The reason why this comes up in Maseches Ksuvos, why everyone discusses this aguda in Maseches Ksuvos, is the Gemara over there discusses a guy who says Hareza Gitechel Mabasim Yikan Miat Shal Shem Yom. Someone says this will be a get if I don't come within the next 30 days. If I don't return home within the next 30 days, and then on the 30th day, when he's about to come home, he misses the ferry boat that's supposed to take him over the last stream or the last river to get home. And we see him on the other side of the river, and he's screaming, Chazud Asai, Chazud Asai, look, I'm here, I'm here. So they all discuss in that situation, well, is that a case of Onas B'Yomachron? Up until that point, he could have come home earlier, and he decided to wait till the very last day, and now he's screaming, Chazud Asai, Chazud Asai. So there's a Reb Chaim that discusses the difference between something that has to be done once within a particular Zman, and something that the entire Zman is part of the Tanai. Meaning in that case, it's not that you have to do something once within the Zman. The Tanai, the Kiyum HaTanai is that I don't come is Ibiya L'Shloshim Yom. To make the get work, the Tanai that needs to be Mekuyum is not coming for 30 days. So it has to be a Tanai that lasts throughout the entire period of time. In that case, it could be pashut that an ones at any point during that time is going to be called an ones, because the whole time is the time period of the tanai. Whereas, so if the ibia even for a few seconds during that time was ba'ones, if the failure to come was ba'ones at any point, so it could be that that's called an ones. But says Reb Chaim, when it's something that you just need to do once within a given period, like over here, you have 12 months to redeem the field. You only need to do it once, at any second during those 12 months. So then maybe Onas B'Yomachron is not called an Onas. Maybe the Aguda does not directly relate to that Gemara in Mesachas Ksuvos. Okay, says the Mishnah. Kol shelufnim min achoma, hareyu kebatei arichoma. Anything that's inside the walls of the city has a din of batei arichoma. Chutz min asados, except for fields, it has to be houses, can't be fields. Remeir Omer afasados. Remeir says fields are also included in batei arichoma. Bayis habanui b'choma. What if you have a house built into the wall? Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino kebatei arichoma. So Rabbi Yehuda says that does not have the din of batei arichoma. Rabbi Shimon Omer kosal achitzon hi chomaso. And Rabbi Shimon says no, the outer wall of the house is the wall of the city as well, and therefore that is a din of batei arichoma. So Tanu Rabbanu, we have Brisa. Bayis, in the other Bayis. I would only know that Bayis is included minayin l'rabos batei badim u'batei merchatzaos u'migdolos v'shovchin u'baros v'shichin u'maros. How do I know that it even includes all different other sorts of structures within the city, like olive presses and bathhouses and watchtowers and nests and boros and waterways and things of that nature, caves. However, that's also included. Tamalomar asher beir. So asher beir is a more general, inclusive term. So yachal shani marba afasados. I might think sados are also included. Even open fields in the city are also included. Tamalomar bayis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the pasuk says bayis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, so you see, fields are not included. So that's Rabbi Yehuda shita in the Mishnah, that fields or Tanakama shita in the Mishnah, that fields are not included. Rameir Omer, Bayis in the Ela Bayis. Rameir Darshins, again, Rameir is the one that said fields are included in Batei Rechoma. So Rameir Darshins as follows. Bayis, from the word Bayis alone, I would only know a house. Minayin l'rabos, Batei Badim, Batei Merchatzos, Migdolos, V'shovchin, Baros, Shichlu, Maros, V'afilu Sados. How do I know to include everything except Rameir adds not only structures in the city, but even fields in the city? Tamalomar asher be'ir. That's why it says asher be'ir, which is an all-inclusive term. So the Gemara said, the Bryce says, Ve'ela haksiv bayis. What do you mean an all-inclusive term? We already had an exclusive term, namely bayis, that's supposed to be very limiting. So how can you say that asher be'ir comes to include everything? What's the function of the word bayis then, which seems to be very limiting? Samarav chis, samarav ketina, chulsis umetzula ikabenayu. When it comes to a real field, everyone would agree that a plain field is definitely not included. Because after all, it does say bias. What they're really arguing about is a chulsis and a metzula. What is that? Says Rashi. Makom she'enu roi lizriya ikabinayu. The sados mamish lo kamar ameir, the bias ksiv bay. El chulsis metzula kamar bi, the damu le bias lav mene zriya ninu. What if you have something that's it's like a field in that it's wide open, it's not, there's no structure, but it's like a bias in that you can't plant anything there. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Yehuda would say is not included. Rabbi Meir would say is included. It's sufficiently similar to a bias to be included in the halacha of batei arichama. Vatanya chulsus umutzula ramei romer kabatim ribdomer kasados. This vatanya is benichus, obviously, and we have exactly that the brisa says that the whole machlokas ramei rabida is by chulsus umutzula by sabani b'chama rabidomer inu kabati arichama. If you have a house built into the wall, so it's not considered a bate arichama. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but that was machlokas in Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, it is, that the outer wall of the house is considered the wall of the city. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, that's where I'm up to. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshin from the same pasuk. The pasuk in Yahushua, when the spies come to Eretz Yisrael, the two spies come to Eretz Yisrael, and Rachav Hazona helps them out. She helps them escape before they're caught. So how does she help them escape? She lowers them through a window on the outside of the wall of the city. Vataridem bachevel ba'adachalon ki vesa bikir achoma uvechoma hi yosheves. Her house was in the wall. In the wall she lived. So Rabbi Shimon Savar Kapashi Dekrar. Rabbi Shimon says, the pasuk says what it sounds like. That you see her bias was in the wall, and nevertheless, we say Bechoma Hi Yosheves. Bechoma doesn't mean in the wall, it means in a Batei Arichoma, in Arichoma. She lived in a city that was surrounded by a wall. What do you mean? Her bias was the wall of the city. Yeah, so Rabbi Shimon says, you see that when your bias makes up the wall of the city, the back wall of your house counts as the wall of the city. Rabbi Yudah Savar, Bechoma Hi Yosheves. V'lo be'ir choma. No, he says, the pasuk doesn't say she lives in an ir choma, it says she lives in a choma. So maybe that's coming to teach you, Dafka, that this would not have a din of an ir choma. It would only be considered living in a choma, but not in an ir choma. Now, the drasha we had before about bias and whether that and the fact that both Ramein and Rabbi Yudah agreed that it included Bate Badim, Merchatzos, Migdolin, Shovchin, Boro, Shichin, Maros. There is a Gemara in Masech Sukkah where the Gemara says in Sukkah that Legabe, a lot of halachos, it's the Sukkah Dav Gimlam Ralf, the same thing appears in Menachos, in the Mezuzah Sugyos, that a bias that's Ainbo Dalaramos al Dalaramos is not considered a bias for Bate Arichoma. The Gemara talks about for anything. For Mezuzah, it's not considered a bias. Anything that's not Bate Arichoma, that's not Dalar al Dalaramos, would not be considered a bias. So the Oroch Lener asks a very fundamental and simple question over there. If you can say that it's not less than Dalar al Dalaramos, you have a structure, a real structure, less than Dalar al Dalaramos, is not considered a bias. Why is that any worse than Boros, Shichin, Ma'aros, Shovchim, all those kinds of things that the Gemara says are considered a bias for Batei Arichama? They're not even a structure that you can walk into at all. They're just there. They're just a cave or something like that. Cave maybe, okay, you say it's four amos, but a dovecote, Boros, it doesn't have to be four amos. So how is that considered Batei Arichama? So he says maybe you could say all of these things are included in the words Asher Be'ir. So as long as Asher Be'ir, the Torah doesn't give them a shear of how big they have to be. But when we say that a bias is going to be included as Batei Arichoma, it's because the Torah uses the word bias. So when the Torah uses the word bias, that's got to be Dalar al Dalaramos. Anything that's included from the words Asher Be'ir doesn't need to be Dalar al Dalaramos. But anything that's included from the word bias, anything that a place of residence that a person wants to live, that's included from the word bias, that does have to be Dalar al Dalaramos. Okay, another point over here that the Tosos and Maseches Megillah raises a kasha. Why do we need a pasuk of Choma? Actually, we're not there yet. So let's see the Mishnah. So there's the Mishnah. Ir shagago seha chomasa. If you have a city that its roofs are its wall. Gago seha chomasa. Rashi says shelo ikifu choma elikifu bebatim etukufas abatim zulazu kechoma. That they didn't build a wall around the city, but they built houses on the edge of the city. So the houses themselves are the wall of the city. So does that count? V'she'ena mukafas choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun, or if it doesn't have a wall back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, ain't a kabatei arichama. It doesn't have a status of batei arichama. Ve'elu hein batei arichama. The following are batei arichama. Sholosh chatzer shel shnei batim mukeves chom mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So first of all, it has to be a large enough city that it's made up of at least three chatzeros, and each of the chatzeros has to have two batim. So it could only have six houses. It's already called a city, but it at least has to be that big, and it has to be something that's surrounded by a wall all the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Kigon, for example, Kitzra Hayashana Shal Tzipuri, V'chakva Shal Goshchala, V'yodefes Hayashana, V'gamla, V'gudud, V'chadid, V'ona, V'yushalayim, V'chem Keyotzi Behen. All these examples are cities that would qualify for Batei Ori Choma. Says Mar Tan Rabbanan Choma Velo Shoriger, that we dash in Choma, that implies and not something, it has to have a wall, but not where the roofs of the houses around the city serve as the wall. So that's how we know that if it's the city is just surrounded by houses, that's not considered Batei Ori Choma, like the Mishnah said in the first line. So this is what I was referring to before. Tosos Maseches Megillah of Gimel Beis asked the Kasha, why do I need a pasuk choma to teach me that an ear shegagoseha chomasa is not a din of batei ori choma? We should learn it anyway, because such a city obviously is yashavul b'sof hukaf, and the halacha is an ear that's yashavul b'sof hukaf, that's first settled and then surrounded by a wall, doesn't have a din of batei ori choma. Part of the nature of the din of batei ori choma, we're going to see later, is that you have to make the hekif, you have to make the choma first and then put the houses in it. But obviously if the houses themselves are the wall, so it's obviously a case of Yashavul B'Sof Hukaf. So Tosus answers that you need the pasuk to be made a city where they built all of the houses where the roofs are the Choma Seir before anyone lived in those houses. So they built all these houses, yeah, the structures were there, but no one lived there, so that's not called Yashavul B'Sof Hukaf, that's called Hukaful B'Sof Yashav, and that's what it's coming to address. But the Torah wonders that Yashavul B'Sof Hukaf has nothing to do with Yeshivas Adam, it has nothing to do with the person actually living there. Torah is not makbir on Yeshivas on people living there before Hakafa Seir, before you surround the city with a wall. The Iker Kepeda of the Torah was that if the houses were built before you built the wall, that's a problem. So how does Tosfos answer the kasha? Over here, the houses surround the city. The houses are built before there's a wall around the city. So Turi Evan suggests to answer Tosfos kasha based on the tour in the name of the Maharam, that an ear that's nisyashiv mitchila al das lahakifo, if let's say people live in the city and build houses in the city, having in mind the entire time that the end stages of construction are going to involve a wall. It's not that they decided later on to put a wall. They knew the whole time that was part of the plan of the architect's drawings of the city already included a wall. So that's considered a hekav ful b'sof yashav, not yashav b'sof hekav. So you could say that's what the case. The pasuk is coming to be made a case where the plan the entire time was to have a wall. Okay, the Gemara Vayter Darshan's the pasuk saviv pratlet Tveria Shayama Chomasa, as opposed to Tveria, where the sea around it is the Choma. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Omer Asher Lo Choma. Even though it doesn't have a wall right now, but it had a wall beforehand. So Rashi says, what's the drasha from Asher Lo Choma that it had a wall beforehand? Lo Ksiv Lamed Vav Aleph, Rashi says. The way the Torah says the word Lo, spells the word Lo, is a combination of Lamed Vav and Lamed Aleph. It's Lamed Vav Aleph, so it's Mashma Lo Lamed Aleph, and it's Mashma Lamed Vav. Kilomar, meaning to say that Ein Lo Achshav V'Hayu Lo Choma Kodem. That at one point it did have a Choma, but right now it doesn't. At one point it was Lamed Vav. Now it's Lamed Aleph. Once it did have a Choma, right now it doesn't have a Choma. That's what it's coming to teach me. That's how we could darshan that even though it doesn't have a wall right now, it still has a din of Batei Ori Choma. Tosfos' problem with this, with Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, is that Tosfos says, I opened up a Chumash, and it doesn't say Lamed Vav Aleph. He says, in the Chumash Mediyakos, Ksiv Lo Ba'Aleph, Kri B'Vav, that it's a Kri and a Ksiv. It's not that it says Lamed Vav Aleph, but we're darshan in Kri and a Ksiv. Normally, Kri and Ksiv is actually pronounced differently. Sometimes the Kri and Ksiv is pronounced the same way. It's just that for some reason the Kri is a different spelling of the same pronunciation. So that's what's going on over here. It's the same pronunciation, different spelling. That's what Tosfos says. If you open up a chumash, that's what it says. Tosfos Maseches Chulin writes that in the Torah it says Lamed Aleph. But you can't say that the city doesn't have any wall at all, because it's pashut that if it doesn't have any wall at all, that it's not going to be Batei Ori Choma. So even though it says Lamed Aleph, we're able to darshan that Lamed Aleph, the kavana is that it doesn't have, not only doesn't it have now, that even if in the future it doesn't have a wall, even though right now it does, it's still going to be considered considered a batei arichoma. That's how we're able to darshan it. That's how Tosfos darshans in the Maseches Chulin. The Ritva Maseches Megillah writes we darshan the pasuk like it's mashmos. The pasuk says in the days of Moshe, and it's coming to tell us that any city in that time that had a wall is going to have a din of batei arichoma. So we could learn from there that everything is tali if at that moment it has a wall, even if afterwards it doesn't have a wall, it's still considered mukafas choma because the whole din is built at that moment. The whole din comes into effect at what cities have a wall at that point in time. So then the Mishnah, it was very strange. At the end, the Mishnah just gave examples. It gave a list of names of cities. So we learned in Braisa, expanding on this a little bit, where each of these cities are. So Gamlas Begaliel, Gedud Bever Yarden, V'chadid Va'onav Yerushalayim B'Yehuda. So Micah Amar, what's it telling me? Is it giving me an exhaustive list of every city that had a wall around it? That's not true. As Rashi points out, In Galil, there was only one city that had a wall around it. In Eber Yadin, there was only one city that had a wall around it. That doesn't sound like that could be true. So says the Gemara, Amar Abayi Hachikamar, Ad Gamla B'Galil. Every city up until Gamla in Galil had a wall around it. Ad Gedud Be'Eber Yadin. We're giving boundaries where the end cities were. Every city up until Gedud and Eber Yadin had a wall around it. V'chadid V'on of Yerushalayim B'Yehuda. And in Yehuda, these three cities were considered the walled cities. Rava Amar, Rava says, Gamla B'Galil Afuke Gamla D'Shar Ratzos. No, the reason why we say Gamla B'Galil is because there were multiple Gamlas. So it had to tell me that Springfield. Which Springfield? There's Springfield all over the place. So it told me the Gamla that's in the Galil, not the Gamla in other areas of Eretz Yisrael. Gudud Be'Ever Yarden Afuke Gudud D'Shar Ratzos. And the same thing when it tells me the name of a city in Ever Yarden. It's not coming to tell me that that's the only city in Ever Yarden that's surrounded by a wall. No, it's coming to tell me that city, Lafuke Shararatzos, Lafuke, the same city name elsewhere in other regions. Sayinach Teloika de Kavasaihu Loitzrichle. But the other examples that we gave, we don't have to identify where they are because they're the only cities by that name. So you just say the name of the city, and that's going to be good enough. You don't have to identify exactly where the city is. So frankly, the Gemara of Yerushalayim mi michlat ba. Does Yerushalayim really have a din of Bat Erichoma that any bayis you sell in Yerushalayim is going to become chalut after a year if you don't buy it back? Vatanya, Sar Dvarim Namrib Yerushalayim, Ein Habayis Chalut Ba. There were 10 things said about Yerushalayim, and one of the 10 things that were said about Yerushalayim was that Ein Habayis Chalut Ba, that there's no din of Chalut Bat Erichoma. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kirushalayim de Mukefes Choma Mios Yeshua Benon, Velo Kirushalayim de Yerushalayim Ein Habayis Chalut Ba, Viluacha Habayis Chalut Behen. So we're trying to say not that Yerushalayim itself is a Bater, would have a status of a city, of a walled city. We're trying to say that a city like Yerushalayim would have the status of a walled city. In what way should it be like Yerushalayim? That it was Mekefes Choma Mios Yeshua Benun. That Yerushalayim is the one place that we know is definitely Mekefes Choma Mios Yeshua Benun. That's the kasha everyone asks by Purim. Why is it that Shushan Purim is celebrated on the day of for cities that on the day after Purim, for cities that have that had a wall from the days of Yeshua Benun? What in the world does Yeshua Benun have to do with the Purim story? It should be cities that have a wall, the Gemara asks. It should be cities that have a wall from the days of Achashverosh. Why does it go back to Yeshua Benun? So one of the Terutzim the Gemara has, one of the couple of Terutzim if I'm not mistaken, but I think one of the Terutzim the Gemara has is that Yerushalayim is a known entity. Everyone knows that Yerushalayim had a wall from the days of Yeshua Benun, and Yerushalayim didn't have a wall in the days of Achashverosh. So we don't want Yerushalayim to look like a less secure city. So we're going to go with the time with Yeshua ben Nun, because that was the time that it's Yadua that Yerushalayim did have a wall around it. So we dafka want to emphasize the security and the strength of Yerushalayim. Rav Ashi Amar Lavam Rav Yosef Trey Kadesh Havu. Didn't Rav Yosef once say that there are two places named Kadesh? So Achanami Trey Yerushalayim Havu. Maybe there are two places named Yerushalayim. Unbelievable. Now one Yerushalayim, you're right. The famous Yerushalayim doesn't have a din of Bat Erichoma. There's another Yerushalayim that does have a din of Bat Erichoma. So there are two Yerushalayims. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. Lama manu chacham meseilu. Why did the Tanoim of the Mishnah dafka mention the cities that they mentioned in the Mishnah, the ones that that are walled cities that have a din of Ari Choma? Why does it have to give? It's not an exhaustive list. Doesn't seem like it's an exhaustive list. So why does it mention dafka these cities? Shekshalu bnei Agola matzu elu v'kitshum. When the bnei Agola came back, they found these cities and they were makadesh these cities. Aval Rishonos Bitlu Mishabata Kedusha Sa'aretz, but the other cities lost their Kedusha when the Kedusha Sa'aretz went away, and therefore they don't have a din of Bat Erichoma anymore. Meaning it used to be there were a lot more cities that had a din of Bat Erichoma, but after the first Churban, they lost their Kedusha, and therefore when we came back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we were only Mekadesh certain cities, and these were the cities that they were Mekadesh. So Kasavar, clearly the assumption of that statement is Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asadav, that the Kedusha Rishona went away with the Chorban of the first Beis HaMikdash, that it is not Kitchel Asalavo, it does not remain forever. But Urimin, he, I'll ask a stira, Amr Bishon Rav Yossi, Vechielu Bilvad Hayu, Velo Kvar Nemer, Shishim Ir Kol Chevel Argov, Kolela Arim Betsuros. Were these the only cities that were Batei Rechoma? But we have a pasuk that says that there were 60 cities that were fortified and had walls around them. Elo Lama Manu Chacham Neseilu. Why did the Chachamim list Dafka these cities? Shekshal b'nei Agola matza elu v'kitchum, because when the b'nei Agola came up, these are the cities that they found that they were Mekadesh. Kitchum ha'amrim v'lo tzarech l'kedushinu. But wait a second, why did they were Mekadesh them? I thought they don't need to be. They don't need any sort of Kedusha. Elam manum, these are the ones that they identified as Batei Rechoma. V'lo elu b'vad el kol shetalach mesaris b'yadecha v'yavosecha shemekeves chom v'yos b'yishub b'nun kol mitzvah salal v'nohagas b'mineish. Meaning they identified that these were cities that had walls from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And if you find any other city that you could go back in the history books and find that it had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, great, so then it's going to have a din of Batei Rechoma as well. Because there's no separate act of Kedusha, of being Makdish the city that needs to be done, because Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asalavo. So you see direct stira. How can we say before that no, that these were only mentioned because these are the ones that they were Mekadesh, which implies that you needed to be Mekadesh them. We see over here that you don't need to. The Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel Aslava. You just need to identify which ones had walls. See, by saying a tre Tanayim v'alibid Rabbi Shmuel, so it could be that it's two Tanayim arguing about what Rabbi Shmuel's Shita was. V'by saying a chad minay Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Amra. Or you could say one of these was said by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. Zitani Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher lo choma, Afal pishein lo achsho v'hei lo kodem l'chein. That Asher lo choma means, even if it doesn't have a wall right now, but it had a wall at one point in time, that would be good enough for it to be considered one of the Batei Arichoma. My time of demand Yamar Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asadavo. What's the reason for the Shita that holds that Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel Shaita but not Kitchel Asadavo? Meaning, just to be clear on that previous statement, when we say one of them is going like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, we're saying the one that says that it's Kitchel Asadavo is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, because he says just like if it doesn't have a wall right now, even though right now, because right now it's destroyed, still the Kedusha is still there. So that means to say that the Kedusha is always going to be there. That no matter what's going on in the city, even if the city is totally in ruins, but the Kedusha is always going to remain. So that's the one that goes like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. Says Gemara, my time demanding of Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita v'lo Kitchel Aslavo. What's the reason for the one that says that it's not Kitchel Aslavo? T'chsiv v'yasu b'nei Agola ha'shavim min ha'shevi sukos v'yeshu b'sukos kilasu b'nei Yeshua b'nun kein b'nei Yisrael v'ati simcha gedola ma'od. That when they returned from Galus, they built themselves sukkos, and it was a simcha gedola. Efshar ba David vloas sukkos atshaba Ezra. Is it possible that David came and he didn't make sukkos until Ezra came along? Elamakish biyasa bimei Ezra lebiyasa bimei Yeshua. But rather, what we're trying to do is draw a link between the return of Jews in the days of Ezra to the original entrance of Jews into the land in the days of Yeshua. Ma biyasa bimei Yeshua manu shmitin v'yavlos. Kichu Arichoma, just like in the days of Yeshua, they started counting Shemitim and Yovlos, and they were Mekadesh Arichoma, Af Biyasim Ve'ezra, Manu Shemitim Yovlos, V'Kichu Arichoma, so too in the days of Ezra, they had to do all those things. They started counting Shemitim and Yovlos, and they were Mekadesh Arichoma, because they needed Kedusha, because the Kedusha wasn't there anymore. Ve'omer, V'viach Hashem Elokecha L'aretz Asher Yoshua V'secha V'yirishta, Makish Yerushaska L'Yerusha Savosecha, the Torah itself links our Yerusha of the land with the Yerusha that our forefathers had of the land. Ma Yerusha Savosecha B'chidush Kol Dvar Malalu, Af Yerushaska B'chidush Kol Dvar Malalu, just like when our forefathers Yarshin the land, it involved being Mekadesh things, so too when we Yarshin the land, we're going to have to be Mekadesh things, because the Kedusha is gone. It's not Kedusha L'Asalavo. The Idach, the other Shita that says it is Kedusha L'Asalavo, how is he going to understand those Pesukim? Tavari Rachmi Al Yetzir Davodazaru Bitlei Vagin Zchusa Alayu Ki Suka. When it says Suka, all it's saying is not that we're linking the entrance in the days of Ezra with the days of Yeshua. No, it's saying that they davened for the Yetzirah of Vodazaru to be Batel, and it protected, the Zchus protected us like a Suka. Vahenu the kakapit kra, ilavi di Yoshua, the bekal duchta ksiv Yoshua, vach ksiv Yoshua. And that's why the pasuk is criticizing Yoshua, because everywhere else it spells his name Malay with a hey, and over here it says it does not spell his name Malay with a hey. Bishlam Moshe lo boy rachme. I understand Moshe didn't daven for this to love his zchus of Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't have the zchus of Eretz Yisrael in his corner to daven to get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. El Yeshua daven his zchus of Eretz Yisrael lamaylo lo boy rachme. But we're faulting Yoshua for not doing the same. In the days of Ezra, they first came up with the chap. Oh, we should daven that there's no Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Why didn't they come up with it in the days of Yoshua? So Yoshua is faulted for that. V'aksiv asher Yoshua v'sech of Yerishta. But what do you do with the second pasuk? Second pasuk also makes a heckish between our Yerusha of the land and the Yerusha in the days of our forefathers. So doesn't that tell you that it's not Kitchel Asalavo? So Hachikamar, Kimin the Yarshua Vasecha, Yerashta'at. No, it's saying that since our forefathers Yarshined it, that's why we're going to be able to Yarshin it with its full Kedusha. Umi Manu Shmit and Vyovos, did they count Shmit and Vyovos? Hashem Yishagalu Shevi Ruvi Shevi Gad V'chaz Shevi Menashe Bitli Yovos. So when 2.5 tribes were in Galus, Yovel was Batel. Ezra D'chsiv Be Kol HaKal Kecher Abba Riba Alafim V'sheish Meos V'shishim Have a Money D'tani Yishagalu Shevi Ruvi Shevi Gad V'chaz Yishevi Menashe Bitli Yovos Shenemar V'krosim Dror Baritz L'chol Yoshvea V'zman Shekol Yoshvea Lev Lo V'zman Shegalu Mitzasan. So in the days of Ezra, does it make sense when they had only a very tiny minority of Klal Yisrael, they're going to be able to count Shemit and Yovos? You're missing 2.5 tribes. Shemit and Yovos are cancelled, as we see in this Brisa, that across from Dror Ba'aretz, when it's L'Kol Yoshveha, only when everyone is there. But if not everyone is there, Shemit and Yovos are cancelled. So in the days of Ezra, a tiny minority of Jewish people come back to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be able to count Shemit and Yovos. So Yachol Hayu Aleha Ve'heimu Ravin Shevet Binyamin B'Yehuda V'Shevet Yehuda B'Binyamin Yeh Yovel Noeg. I might think that even if you have representatives of all 12 tribes there, but they're not on their ancestral lands, they're not in the right spots in Israel, I might think we should still be Noeg Yovel. Tamalom L'chol Yoshua B'zman Sheyoshve K'tikunon V'lo B'zman Shein Muravin, that they have to be in their right spots. But bottom line, it's a kasha in the days of Ezra, how are they able to be Noeg Shmitin V'Yovlos again? So Rav Nachman Yisag Manu Yovlos L'Kadesh Shmitin, they counted Yovel not because Yovel was Noeg, they counted Yovlos so that they could get the right Shmitah years, because otherwise the whole Cheshbon is wrong. But Yovel wasn't actually Noeg. The halachos of Yovel weren't knowing, but they had to keep cheshbon so they could know which years were Shemitah years. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll pick up from the top tomorrow. We'll try to finish up tomorrow because I'm not going to be here on Thursday morning. So we'll try to blitz through tomorrow.